Welcome to Haphazard Adventures. You're going to hear us call this show White to Seal Radio multiple times because that's what the show used to be called. We started the show back in 2009 and we brought it back in 2016 with the same name. And then after about 43 episodes, we rebranded to be Haphazard Adventures because it just made more sense. And I ended up taking the name White to Seal Radio and repurposing it as a podcast where I basically talk to myself. So White to Seal Radio is still a thing, but it's very different. This show is Haphazard Adventures. So sit back, listen, and enjoy Haphazard Adventures. Time for another re-up here on Haphazard Adventures, where I take an episode we recorded back in 2009-2010 and add some commentary flavor to it for you. This one originally had Pitbull at the beginning for some reason, so to keep that theme, I found some free hip-hop songs on SoundCloud, free to use, so if you want to know where I got it from, I'll have a link in the description below. The username is just Free Hip Hop Beats. Anyways, let's get to the re-up and let's talk about episode 21 and Salad Fingers. And if you don't know who Salad Fingers is, I would highly suggest that you YouTube it and watch that.
Welcome to White to Seal Radio.
Episode 21.
I had to think about it for a second.
Episode 21. I know we lied on the last episode saying that this episode would be the one with Calvin and he was going to be drinkered because it was 21 and our show is not legal to drink, I guess.
So the joke behind that was in my old comic, White to Seal, back in the 2005, whatever, a long time ago, I had a character in the name Calvin based off my good friend Calvin, who was, in my wedding. I was in his wedding. We've been friends for a long time. But in the comic book, he was always drinking, like he always had a beer in his hand. So we had joked saying, hey man, for our 21st episode, you should come on the show and we should do a drinking episode. And he was like, oh, he was all game for it, but never worked out. We ended up actually never having him on the show. And even this day, he's never been on the show. So someday Calvin might be on, you might hear from him. Until then, this is what you get.
But he wasn't here and we decided.
We all waited to be legal.
We did.
Every single one of us.
Yeah, I didn't have anything until I was 21. Never one drink or alcohol. But I still haven't had any alcohol in my life. Alcohol's bad.
Bad. It's bad.
It's bad.
It's good. It's bad.
So, Kaylee.
It's so fun to go. It's bad.
It's good. Why don't you stop doing bad and introduce everybody?
All right. Tonight, badly, we have Miss Jackie the Beast. I don't know why I have to go and look at her and like do a little wah, but I do.
Because you're pretending we're being like on TV.
We're not, though. I'm so glad. Gosh, I'm breaking out so bad.
Oh, God, we lied, too. We said we were going to do this episode live on the air. Like, people listen live, but we're not doing that tonight.
Oh, I don't even remember us saying
that. The show would be horrible live.
The show would be awesome live. Whatever. It's already our third time trying to do this intro.
So you'd be like, wait, we just did 5 minutes. I need a break.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, wait. We have another child up, and because our podcast is not appropriate for children, we always pause every single time a child gets up, which is fairly often.
Who's up?
I'm just saying, we've had children up already.
Oh, we've had. I was like, another one's up? Come on.
We've already had one of them. It's always the same one, too.
Yeah. The young one.
Yep. They're all young.
So are you going to introduce me, or am I just going to pretend we all know who I am?
Every chop liver.
Chop liver.
John.
John.
You don't have a middle name, so I'd be like John. And
I don't know. John's not my first name either, so I don't know why that. I like that one.
What?
If you've listened to the show for a long time and you hear the last part of that joke there at the end of the next part, I think it's something about eating cake. But if you listen to the show for a while, you know that my name is Jay and my middle name is N, and I go by John because my wife kind of forced me to, but I used to tease her about it all the time. It's not that much funny. After 13, 14, it's not so funny anymore. But anyways, yeah, I don't know why I did this cut and this is pointless. Right, let's go back to the show. This is dumb.
Cake.
I don't know. I think that my retard pills today, I guess.
It sounds like it. Speaking of retard pills today, it was a retarded day.
Today was a retarded day. I woke up with no sleep.
You had sleep. You said bad sleep.
I did have bad sleep.
Which is worse than no sleep.
I had a cat at the feet. I'm not used to animals, and they're frustrating.
I love the
animals.
Cat.
Wait, what cat do we have this time? We didn't have a cat.
Yeah, I'm such a child lover in a non sort of weird way. And I really just don't like animals.
Yeah, she's been the reason we've had cat, dog, guinea pigs, another cat now. And now we only have two cats and a turtle and a fish. But she hates animals. But she's the reason we've gotten every animal we've ever had in our entire, you know, life together. Sure. All right, whatever you say.
But you want to get a cat. But you want to get a dog when we get our house.
I do want to get a dog because that's how much I love my children. I want something for them that they love dogs, and it's a big responsibility. And we're starting to hit that responsibility stage.
If I could tell anything to past Kaylee and John, it would be that don't get a dog because the kids won't take care of it. They're not responsible, and they don't care. It'll just be me, John, doing 90% of it, and then Kaylee doing the other 10%. It's not fun at all.
When was the last time you fed your fish?
I fed him today.
We have a fish?
Poor Jackson. We moved, and he has just... I'm surprised we haven't had to flush him yet.
Oh, right. This is at the time living with my sister and my brother-in-law, Mike, and their cat was their cat, Mr. Kitty. That makes a lot more sense.
That fish is one tough fish.
Yeah, he was perfect for us.
He's somehow surviving. Yeah, you're supposed to feed him every day or they die, and we've gone like a week without feeding him. He's still alive.
And his tank. Oh, by the way, you're supposed to change his tank tonight.
Pretty sure he died right after this.
Not gonna happen. He can
or
have it
tomorrow.
But he's gonna crumble, and then we're gonna have to explain all the sadness.
No, you just get another fish and plop it right in there.
Oh, that's so mean.
Better than when my dad flushed my live fish down the toilet and told me that I can no longer have a fish.
Well, let's just think that he went to the ocean.
That's what he kept saying.
Like Nemo.
We watched way too much Disney. Speaking of Nemo, we watched Shark Tale today.
You did? That's not... What the hell does that have to do with Nemo?
Because it's like DreamWorks' version of Nemo.
It's like the...
And the Wild and the Madagascar, they're all the same. It's this DreamWorks versus Disney. Sometimes one hits it.
For the record, the Wild was Disney, not DreamWorks. So there you go, Kaylee. You're wrong.
They go back and forth. Once in a while, it's Disney. Once
like your mom. So you said sometimes one hits it like your mom.
That's kind of just weird.
It kind of is. not as weird as Salad Fingers.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Which we'll talk about later.
That was, that was a good one.
That was a good one. But we'll talk about Salad Fingers a little later on in the show. It's a weird cartoon that Kaylee has fallen in love with. Even though she won't admit it. She'll say it's just weird, but she's fallen in love with it.
I can't stop watching it. It's so weird and off the hook. I found it at...
Well, yeah, when'd you start saying that?
I don't know. It just like rolled off my tongue, G.
That's what she said.
John!
All right.
I guess we're just going to talk about it because I was already halfway into my story.
All right, go ahead. We're talking about Salad Fingers right. Now.
So I had a coworker whose daughter had watched it and she hadn't approved it. So she's like, What is this? So we're watching it at work and we're like, OMG.
Like, oh my gosh.
I know. It was weird. So we watch it and then we're like, that was really weird. We're never going to watch this again. Hey, so you want to watch another episode of Salad Fingers? And then we had a patient walk by, and he's like, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? Are you guys watching South Park? And we're like, sure. It's like it.
South Park.
Please go away before you get us in trouble.
It doesn't like South Park. It's totally different.
I know. I was just like, But she was playing it. So we can't stop watching it. Now we watch like an episode once in a while.
And then you all had Punch and Pie.
What? I haven't heard of it until today. And I've watched all the way up to the fourth episode.
That's a lie. I've only watched to the fourth. I haven't watched the fifth.
So I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I watched the first three. I watched the first two, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah. You watched the three.
You saw the third one.
Oh, I did. Okay, I saw the third one. They're really... I like them. But they're definitely strange. The guy's voice reminds me of, like... If Voldemort...
Cupid Cumberdale.
Yeah, it sounds like that. almost exactly like that.
Oh, I don't want to be able to do that voice.
It's kind of like if Voldemort from Harry Potter was gay and talked really slow, he would be Salad Fingers. Kind of looks like him, too.
Can you help me get the fish out of the back of the oven?
that's hot. We should do that during sex.
To just want to report that we never did that during sex. We never will do that during sex because that's just weird and that would totally kill the mood. At least for me. I mean, if it's your thing, if you're into Solid Fingers voices during sex, more power to you. Just not for me.
Ew. Ew.
Gross.
I'd pay to watch that.
Let me get the fish in the back of the oven. the things we think of.
We? What you mean we, white boy?
What you mean we, black girl?
What? I'm black today?
You're black
as speaking mom. Of my skin color in a couple of our pictures, I'm glowing.
It's because you're radiant.
I'm seriously glowing. I'm like a freaking Twilight vampire. We all know that I'm a Twilight fan, so we might as well just get it out in the open.
Something I still haven't read or seen.
You're not missing movies. Anything.
Yeah, the movies are totally lame. Whatever. You like the books.
You like the books.
I do like the books.
Are there murders?
No. Yes.
There are?
Yes. Well, they don't say murders, but it's vampires. I mean, really?
I am a vampire. I'm a vampire.
I'm a vampire. I'm a vampire. I'm a vampire.
Well, that kind of hurt my ears.
You're welcome!
All right, so what else is on the agenda tonight? I have some stuff I want to talk about, but Jack won't let me.
Aw, Katniss. It's always about Jack.
I know. she comes over and she tells her these things.
The weirdest things happen to
her.
Can
we talk about the phone call you got today?
Oh, yeah, we can talk. Wait, not the voicemail.
No, the phone call you got outside when we're leaving.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so.
Well, how about you just tell it?
Yeah.
It's right here.
I'm like the worst storyteller ever. But
because we go back and forth and we get sidetracked and nobody follows, but apparently people do listen.
Your mom listens.
Oh, shut your faces.
It's been on. My mom's awesome.
Your mom's been on?
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't listen.
My mom's been on. She's been on a couple times, and then we did a Scentsy one while we were in Utah, and she was so funny. My mom's hilarious. I love her.
Oh. Cool.
She's right. Like, we are right, live.
Kelly, shut the hell up. Story. Shut the hell up. Story.
I'm telling a story within a story. In a story.
Shut up, Kaylee.
Okay, so we were all standing outside getting ready to go to dinner. And
Wait. No, we were outside getting ready to go to the club. Let's make it sound cool.
No, oh. We're going to dinner with your mom and dad.
No, we were going to the club to pick up some bitches.
That's right. That's how we roll.
No, going to dinner at my parents' house because that's how we roll.
In our minivan.
In our minivan with the kids in it.
Yes.
It takes skills to be that awesome. All right, go ahead, Jack.
So we were all standing there, getting the kids into the car, and then I keep getting this restricted phone call, and finally I just decided to pick it up, and it ends up being this girl. What was her name? Ashley?
Amanda Carpenter.
Oh. You can't say the names.
I don't know if it's a real name. I don't know. Because she told me that she met me at school a long time ago and then that we went to a party together and that thought I was pretty cute and she wanted to get together. And as I continued to refuse, she got kind of upset saying why and... You don't even know me. And I was like, exactly. I don't even know you. Why would I?
You don't know me.
Why would I choose to go out with somebody that I don't know that supposedly met me like a year ago, maybe at a party. And we went to school together. I mean, it didn't seem very consistent.
It didn't. It sounded very.
High school.
It sounded like a butt rape story.
It could possibly have turned out that way.
And that's why we no longer meet strange people.
Yeah, I definitely would not have gone to meet this person.
You know, if it was me and I was not married, I would have gone.
You probably would have, but you're a guy.
I know.
It's really different for guys.
I mean, if some guy called me up and said they knew me from school, I'll let him buy me dinner.
And he asked you out.
I said I'd let him buy me dinner. I'd say I put out.
Oh, you're such a half mo.
No, why would you turn on our free dinner?
Because you don't know what's going in that free dinner.
Hopefully
you could wake up in the alley of somewhere and be extremely sore.
You know? It reminds me of the song Like a Boss.
You know, I had mentioned it in the beer episodes we did in December, and here it is, a great example again, where the girls will be the ones that are burping on the show and expect me to edit it out, but how could I edit that out? She's doing it over me talking, so there's no way to remove that. So there it is in all of its glory. A beautiful girl burp for you. All right, back to the show.
Kaylee.
Speaking of song, what's going to be our music tonight?
Black Bulbs.
You want to do them, Kaylee?
You're a mother lover, I'm a mother lover. Each other's mother.
Why'd you edit yourself?
I don't know. I'm so used to children.
There's no children here.
I know. I start spelling things out at work. I'm like, and then they said, D-d-d-d-d. And then they're like, where are you spelling it? Actually, the people without kids are like, why are you spelling it? And the people with kids don't even catch it.
They just catch on to your spelling and understand.
Yeah, they're like, la, 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 keep going. Gosh, just a couple more years, I'm not going to be able to spell either.
Did they say a couple more years from now, you won't be able to spell?
Yes, because...
In front of the kids.
In front of
the,
I'm like, you don't forget how to spell in a couple years? What are you, retarded?
Hey, I never learned how to spell, so what does that make me?
Retarded?
Oh.
Man, we sure loved that word that night. Oh, God.
I make my parents
I mean,
proud.
Awesome.
Special.
Makes you super awesome, especially cool. No, seriously, though, what do you want to do for music tonight?
I was being serious, but whatever.
Oh, you want to do Lonely Island?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break and play a song then.
All right, sounds good.
Which one do you want to play? And don't say Mother Lover, because I can't play that one.
Oh, I like that one. Like a Boss.
Here's Like a Boss.
Oh, just to let everybody know, it's very explicit.
Yeah, it says the F word.
From SNL.
It's Andy Samberg from SNL. All right, here it is.
And as you know, I'm not going to play it because I cut all the songs out because I don't want to get sued for copyright things because I'm smarter now than I was 10 years ago. So, no Like a Boss. Let's just go right back into the show and see where we're at.
And that was Like a Boss.
Yeah, we first watched that and Cameron walked around for the next week going, Like a Boss.
Like a Boss.
After everything anybody would say, he'd just go, Like a Boss.
10 years later, he still does that shit.
He'd be like, I'm going to go to bed. Like
but
a Boss.
He does it more like this.
To be fair, so do I.
Like a Boss.
Yeah. I think he does that way on purpose.
I know.
Oh, he's not even...
Go back and forth now.
He's not even here remarking
really
him.
Good. He's back in school, so he's not with us now.
I'm back in school. Isn't that exciting news?
Like a Boss.
I am like a Boss. I quit my job like a Boss.
Quit your job?
I did quit my job.
Oh, now we don't get discounts at Lowe's.
You never got one to begin with, so I don't
know. I know, but we had the connection. That's the point, is we had the connection.
We had the option to use it. Even though we never used it, we had the option.
Yeah, now we no longer have the option, which kind of sucks because we're actually going to need that option here coming up in the next couple months.
Aww.
Well, in the next, 6 months.
You know I buy you stuff anyway.
I know.
Like the clog remover shit today?
Yeah, 10-minute clog.
That was awesome.
That was I was sick of taking a shower while my feet had a bath.
That's right. It was getting so bad that it was like our shins taking a bath, and like almost our kneecaps taking a bath.
Our tub's not that big.
Well, I think if Sadie was taking a shower, she'd drown.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh.
What?
It was an exaggeration of how deep the water was getting before you unclogged the bathtub.
Yeah. It was pretty gross.
It's all better now.
Yeah, you fixed that.
I did. I got down and dirty with that hair cloth. Like a Boss. You're so gross. So, it's been a while since we've done a podcast, Kaylee. What's been up in your life and your world?
My world is upside down, all around, spinning around, puke it out, like a Boss.
I don't accept that answer, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm having surgery in a couple weeks. Actually, in one
next week.
Week.
On your wrist again?
On my wrist, because I have a dorsal ganglion cyst. Look it up, guys. Look it up.
She's very dorsal.
It's a ganglion cyst.
Not ganglion.
But Lion. Oh, Leon. Speaking of Leon, Kings of Leon. Freaking awesome band.
Okay. That was a bit of a jump.
Things that jump in my mind. This is, I connect everything. Everything has a connection some weird way in my little big brain.
In my mind.
Like Mike's Little Big Show.
Yeah.
Or what's his name? I don't think it's Mike, because they had Mike's Super Short Show. Something Joe Little's Big Show.
Whatever. Stop talking about
Disney. Is this a Disney?
Yes, it's a Disney Channel short show. God.
How lame.
This is our life. We watch Disney Channel. Like, I've been trying to get Kayla to watch The Dark Knight and Watchmen with me, because I bought them both on Blu-ray.
The Dark Knight is really dark. It really is.
How do you know? You haven't seen it.
I fell asleep to it.
In the first, like, 5 minutes.
Well, it's kind of gruesome. It's like one of the only Batman shows that we can't. Well, I guess that's not true. Batman's kind of evil and dark in a weird way.
Batman's not evil.
He's not evil, but there's a lot of evil going on.
Yeah, he has to fight the evil.
Well, you know, I like to censor everything.
I don't know if I ever made it through that movie.
It's good.
I just rewatched The Dark Knight recently. It's still good. And Kelly has watched it since this aired originally. And she does like it, but she has not watched it since then. She's only watched it once. I've watched it probably about a dozen times. It's one of my favorites.
Well, I was watching it at your old house.
And you fell asleep.
And I kept falling asleep. Well, I would be watching it like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just needed something to put me to sleep.
Oh, poor
Batman.
So
I need to watch a scary something. Shut your eyes. Shut your eyes. Oh, I'm sleepy.
I hate that. We're like, I want to watch this movie. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, my eyes are starting to burn. Here, I'll just close them for a sec.
And you're done.
Oh my gosh. What I miss? Oh, it's cool. Oh, I'm getting that burning sensation again.
Oh, shit, the movie's over?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or when you wake up and it's the menu playing over and over, and you're like, what the hell is that? Shut up.
Oh, what was that movie you used to watch that had that annoying song?
I don't know.
Oh, no, we used to watch Superbad? No, Knocked Up.
Oh, shit, chick, by your hip swing.
That was the best interpretation of that I've ever heard.
Yeah, but it was like super loud gangster ghetto music at the menu.
And we just play that over and over again. That was before we discovered the awesomeness that is sleep timers.
Yes, gosh, because somebody has to sleep with the TV on. John.
Whatever.
Actually, it is me now, too. If I go on, work trips, like I'm going on one here towards the end of the month, then I'll have to have the TV on because I can't sleep without it on because it reminds me of her. And without Kaylee there, I don't sleep very well. It's funny because at home, I'll fall asleep like within 10 minutes after laying down, closing my eyes, and I actually roll over to go to sleep. But when I'm not in the same room with her and bed with her and the TV's on and stuff, like when I'm on trips for work, it takes me so long to fall asleep, sometimes hours. And that's how it used to be before I was married. I know it's all kind of mushy, lovey stuff, whatever. But yeah, so now I have to have the TV on because I've had 13 years of it ingrained in my head that TV has to be on to sleep. So thanks, Kaylee. Thanks.
Kaylee,
I know
that'd be you.
I'm getting a lot better.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't
right.
wake up in the middle of the night anymore and turn the TV back on.
This is true. Well, no, because the TV used to be on all the time, and now before the first like year and a half we were together, it was every night it had to be on. Now we've gone, in the last 6 months, we've probably gone to bed without it on like 3 times, which is an improvement.
It is. I'm getting better. Jack's looking at me like, really, guys, shut up.
Yeah,
you sleep with the TV on?
No, I can't sleep with the TV on.
You always watch TV when you're at our house.
Your mom watches TV at our house.
My mom does not. My mom cannot sleep with the TV on. It makes her very cranky. She used to call me when I had my Nextel phone, and she'd direct connect me. Kaylee, shut up.
She'd go, where you at, dog?
Where you at?
Like look at that. Do you know when you call? You know when you call Boost Mobile tech support or customer service? They go, "What's up? This is Boost. How can I help you?"
Oh,
they have to talk.
They're
like
trained
that.
To talk like that at the Boost Mobile customer service line.
Facts that I'm pretty sure I made up for the joke. I don't think that's true.
I'd be like, "Can you please stop screaming in my ear?
How could I help you, man? What's up?"
That would drive me crazy.
Wow. Imagine it's like some Asian guy.
I just imagine it being nothing but like really, really white guys, like old white guys, keep being trained and go, "But you wet? What's up?"
Oh my gosh, like your dad something. Yeah. I would pay money to see your dad go, "Where you wet?"
And like, I'm great. So like, "Man, this job really sucks. I hate talking like that."
You're all like prim and proper.
You'd probably go home and start talking like that.
I hate when people talk like that. It makes them sound ignorant and stupid.
Well, probably because they are, because they're talking like that.
What state was it? It was California or New York. I'm getting a phone call.
Hey, speaking of my dad, here's my dad. So let's take a break. Let's do a song.
All right.
No song, because copyright stuff. I wonder what my dad called for. I miss that guy. Man, at this point, this recording is closer to when he passed away than it is to now. Because at this point, he passed away like 8 years ago. Jesus. Time flies, man.
Well, that was a fun call from my dad. Since he interrupted us all the time, we had dinner at my parents' house tonight, and he thought he might have offended Jackie with some jokes that he was making. I don't even know what he had said.
My dad make a lot of jokes at everyone's expense, but he did it because he cared, because he loved. But he always wanted to make sure that nobody was offended or upset with what he said. So that's mostly why he called him, I'm sure.
It's pretty hard to offend me, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I told him. He's like, okay, well, just to make sure you didn't cross the line. It was very nice of him to call him and be all apologetic about it.
It was. I love your dad. He's pretty funny.
Yes.
He's and fun. Your mom. She's funny, too.
Yeah, yes, I agree, too. The only thing I don't get about my parents is their constant need to cook. Right, baby?
It went right through me.
Huh?
It went right through me as normal.
Hasn't gone right through me yet, but usually it does.
It went through her, like, while we were there.
Did it?
Yes, we're talking about what you think we're talking about. My dad used to use a lot of seasoning in his food, which never set well with our stomachs. He used to always give us the runs. So, yep, it's exactly what you thought.
Yeah, that's where we went. But she wanted me to go to the bathroom and talk to her while she shit herself.
Oh, I thought you guys were just talking. I thought you were just doing girl talk.
No, it was pretty much me getting gassed out.
Speaking of girl talk, did you ever play that girl talk game?
No.
God, I used to want to play. No, the neighbor girls had it. And they used to play it. I used to sneak in the windows and look at the windows and watch them play it and see if they're trying to figure out. Because you thought I was like, oh, they're doing some girl talk. We're not about girls. I was like 11. Okay, to be honest, shut up.
You're old enough.
Well, you know, I didn't have a lot of friends.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing up old memories.
I've always had a lot of friends.
Well, you
but
know,
friends that I don't really care about.
It's because you have boobs. Boobs get friends.
I didn't always Kaylee, have I always had boobs?
No. At one point in time, I had bigger boobs than Jackie.
I really don't believe that.
Yeah, it was like but in the seventh I've grade.
I've shown you pictures of how freaking anorexic looking Jackie was. She was like a twig. She was way smaller than me, and we measured each other's boobs, and I had bigger ones.
Yeah, it was very briefly, though.
It's like when Calvin and I measured our penises. And I lost.
What'd you do? Flop one right in front of the other, and if whoever touched first?
No, we just got really close like this, and we just kind of like, you know.
Did you really?
And whoever touched the other person's.
That's what I just said.
No, we never actually did that.
I was like, that's freaking disgusting.
I did, however, watch him pee one time. Not on purpose, but he was peeing and I walked out, so I talked to him. He was just standing outside peeing. This wang hanging out.
Aww, like a fire hose?
Let's just say it's a good thing Calvin's real pretty.
Aww.
Because if Calvin's was measured by the size of his wang, he would have done about as good as I did with girls in school.
John!
Hi, Calvin.
And this is the person that's supposed to be coming on?
This is my best friend.
Is he married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's married with
once
two kids.
Once he gets divorced, John's leaving me. He's already let me know that once he gets divorced, he's leaving me for Calvin.
Yeah.
Oh, how sad.
Calvin already planning it. We're actually planning on taking out an insurance policy on his wife.
Do you have any friends that aren't married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any? No, never mind.
Do I have any cute friends that aren't married?
Yeah.
Yeah? Dylan's an attractive man.
Who?
He's kind of crazy, but he's an attractive man. He kind of looks like a...
Dylan? The bald guy on your comic?
Yeah.
No.
The bald guy on your comic.
Whatever. I think Dylan's a very attractive man.
I'm sorry. Dylan does not look attractive to me.
Well...
I've never really seen his real picture, but his character... Comic. Not so cool.
You can't base him off of the comic drawing.
Especially done by John.
Yeah, because if Kaylee would have gone by the comic drawing of me, she never would have dated me.
Whatever happened to that guy that I scared off?
Nick, he got married.
He did get married.
To a woman, surprisingly.
Burn.
He totally married up, too. he married a girl who was way too cute for him.
Oh, yeah, because he wasn't that cute.
Stop making fun of my friends.
I'm not making fun of him. I'm giving my honest opinion. No, he had potential. And
he had just gotten out of the Air Force when she saw him.
Yeah.
He wasn't fat then.
No, he's fat now. So, Nick, if you're listening, you're fat. Lose some weight.
Oh, look who's talking.
I can still fit in the same pants I wore in high school, okay?
That's because you're fat in high school.
Whatever. He can't do that. I can. That's pretty gay with my hand motions.
I know. Whatever.
Aw. Kaylee, you're surrounded by a whole bunch of fat asses. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I somehow manage to deal with them.
Oh, yeah. It's always easy to be a skinny person. Why do you think all my friends are fat?
All you have to do to be the skinny girl is just have fatter friends than you.
Yeah.
That's not a good way to look at life, because that's how you get really fat people.
I'm teasing. It doesn't matter about the size or shape. Measures if you're healthy or not.
It does kind of matter about the size and your shape, because you can't be healthy if you look like a fucking basketball, only 50 times bigger.
Then they're not healthy. It's not...
But it's still about the size and shape. I mean, you can't be healthy if you're like, you know, if you look like you could be a freaking...
House? Because that was your hand motion was a
house.
No,
if you look like you could be a Volkswagen Bug, you're not healthy. I don't care who you are. You cannot be healthy that size.
No.
I'm not saying they're not nice people, they're not great people, they're not cool people. I'm just saying you cannot be healthy at that size. That's all I'm saying.
I'm healthy.
I mean, if you have to go to the DMV to get a license plate put on your ass to walk down the street,
John,
maybe some blinkers, headlights.
Yeah. If you get pulled over for walking, for having your lights out. Sorry, man, but your tabs are
wink, wink.
Like on Cars.
Uh-huh. Lightning McQueen. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
In the very beginning, they're like, Lightning! And they put their headlights up. I'm like, that's
perfect. Ka-chow! They flash him.
John, you're such a half girl. Ka-chow!
You know what?
Part of my fun of the old show and of the current show is making Kaylee go, John! It just makes me laugh.
Sit on it and spin.
Oh, she'd like that, though.
Clockwise, not counterclockwise, though.
You know, I was going to say something, but now, of that inappropriateness, I'm not.
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't care.
I know.
As I say in the boost world, I don't care.
I don't care about that. Nothing to worry about. Let's turn her down. That one line makes me think of one person that I never want to think of.
Okay, then don't think of them.
Who?
Your mom.
Think about it a bit.
Think about it a bit.
Know. Say it again.
When one person used to go, the Eminem song where it's like, there's not more.
I need to worry about. Let her down.
I'm scared now.
Oh.
Starts with an R.
An R?
Yeah. An R. The name starts with an R. It's into our 15-year-old past.
Yeah, I'm not understanding that, but...
You're not understanding that, or you are?
I am.
Okay.
But I was thinking two people, so I was like, well, they both have R's in their name.
No, it's the beginning letter.
Okay, so I know who it is. Yeah.
I'm totally in the dark, but I could care less,
you don't even want to know.
I don't.
We could talk about how we got lost in the sand dunes and had to walk to the store and got in trouble.
When the cops got called.
Yeah, the cops got called just because it was like 9. It's like 9 o'clock.
Something like that.
It wasn't super late, but it was late enough. We were 15 and we had other people with us and we were playing in the sand dunes because it was fun to jump down them and slide on your back.
How old were you?
15.
Supposed to be on house arrest, by the way.
Not house arrest, like, from her parents. From
my parents, yeah. And I had snuck off. With Kaylee. Imagine that.
Such a bad influence.
And we met up with my boyfriend at the time.
When we still dated boys. Well, you.
You don't date boys. You married a man.
I did.
You married a man? Who the fuck is this man you married? kick his ass.
I'm trying to find him still.
Oh, burn.
Right.
Yeah. So my mom ended up calling the cops, giving them a picture of me and Kaylee.
Thinking we were lost. We knew like exactly where we were. Then we go to the store and we run into my stepdad. And it was like, we're in a lot of trouble.
I've heard this story before.
Yeah.
You're retarded.
It was retarded. We were like, for once, we weren't doing anything wrong.
Hey, you want to hear a retarded story about me from my past?
Yes. What?
So this one time, me and my late nephew Jeremy and this guy Chris, and this other guy Chris, we were about 15, 14.
Do you have a 2-liter of soda under your desk?
No. Well, at one point in time, it was a 2-liter.
John Horsley III?
I thought you were going to say John Patrick. I was like, my middle name's not Patrick.
I know. Cameron's middle name is so awesome. I love it.
Anyways, back to my story, the important thing here.
You're getting lectured 14. Left.
It's fine. I'll have a lecture after this. But anyways, we were about 14. We used to walk out to the railroad tracks behind Jeremy's house.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you the first retarded thing about this story. Huh. There's two guys named Chris.
35 minutes into the episode, we've barely talked about solid fingers. We've said the retarded word so many times in this one. That's fucking weird.
This is very true.
Chris, every Chris I've ever met, not cool. I think they're cool, and then they put me in the hospital.
Well, this Chris was cool. The other Chris was kind of eh, but the first Chris was cool. I won't tell you which one's which. But so we were walking out, and we all had pocket knives, and we decided that we were going to start a gang.
How old?
About 14. So we started a gang. And so we had these pocket knives out, and we were walking around, and we found a couch on the side of the railroad tracks. And we thought it'd be a cool idea to pull out our pocket knives and cut up this couch. So we sliced the shit out of that couch with pocket knives. Like, yeah. And then we went home and realized how stupid we were and decided to never talk about it again. So I'm pretty sure that's the first time that story has been told since the day we did it.
That is funny.
But I thought it was hilarious.
Okay, the most important question now about this. What color was the couch?
It was shit brown.
And it deserved it.
It was like that couch you see in the rapist basement.
Oh.
It was like that.
It's the buttons?
It had the buttons. It had like that corduroy fabric on it. It was brown. It was in like great condition. It was like in mint condition. It was like somebody just bought a couch, a shitty old couch, and put it on the side of the thing. And it was like, there's no scratches on it. There was no dirt on it.
Maybe it fell off the train.
Maybe, I don't know. So we cut the shit out of it and went home and cried.
That's funny.
Speaking of going home and crying, I think it was a week later after that, Drew and I were going through his stepdad's drawers and we found one of those pocket pussy with a mouth on it.
Oh,
it was like neon green, but it had like this, had like a mouth and a tongue sticking out of it. And it was all like not cleaned out after the last time.
Okay. Funny story about that. My stepsister just moved in with me. And
why can't we just name out these people? We're like, we're not going to say your name, but we'll say exactly who you are.
Yeah, I have two. Figure it out. No. And she had just broken up with her boyfriend, which she is now back together with, by the way. And she was telling me how she was getting all her stuff out of the house that they were in. And she was going underneath one of the sinks. And she found this huge, gigantic pocket pussy that was, like, molded in between, inside. It was, like, all crusty and gross, and it, like, had been sitting there for a while. Yeah, I was pretty pleased with that.
You know, the idea of a pocket pussy or a flush, that stuff, I think it's funny, but it just, the fact that guys use them and don't clean them afterwards.
I mean,
honestly, if you want to use those things, perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with it. Use all the fleshlights and pocket pussies and vibrator things you wanted to use. Whatever. Just fucking clean the goddamn things. Just clean off your jizz. Make them sanitary. Then put them away. Don't leave them dirty, man. That's just, don't leave crusties. Just don't leave crusties.
That's like using the same towel as a cum rag over and over again. Or the
guys
same t-shirt.
Do that. They do that.
I've never used the same one twice. I always get a new one. In the past, when I had to do that. As I wink
shyly. Like every morning. Like this morning. Oh.
Let's not go there.
That's even funnier to me.
It is. It's funnier, not funny to me at all. Hey, you want to see something funny? Here's a picture of me pooping.
John! Oh. How old were you? Like 3?
If I was that size at 3, we got a problem.
Well, I can't really tell.
Here,
Jackie's blind.
I am blind.
I'm stuck. It's kind of funny that in front of me there's a picture of me pooping. Oh, and here's a picture of my friend Ryan in a pillowcase. See? I had to put this in the website. Awesome. Maybe not, though.
What kind of hat are you wearing?
It is a red NoFX fisherman's hat that I bought at Warped Tour 96.
That is so ugly.
Isn't it, though? I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and I wore it around, and then I realized how douchebaggy it made me look.
This doesn't even look like you. It looks like you're wearing lipstick and you have like a really white pasty face and like a nose job.
I did. Which one? The one in the toilet?
John looks totally different from high school to now.
Really? I don't though. I look the same.
No, you take much better care of yourself now.
Whatever. Bitches love me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Huh. This is kind of weird.
Yeah, I can show you some pictures of me from the past that are really weird.
I want to see these pictures that Kaylee has of me, where I look that bad.
You don't look bad.
We'll go through those later, okay?
I have them. I can go get them for you.
Not right now.
After the podcast.
Okay. They're the ones in my binder that I got. You've seen them all.
Huh.
Let's play a song real quick.
All right.
Let's play, what's it called? I don't know. This is the one that's a funny one.
Oh, I wish I could play it for you, but I can't. So without that, here's a song for you. It's by me, written right now. It goes, la-dee-da, I'm singing a song. Back to the show.
So Kaylee's getting tired and wants to leave us. But I'm not letting her.
I always want to leave you.
Oh. Yeah. We actually did start talking about that on the way home, how she has this big, huge master plan about leaving you.
What?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
She's going to come and move in into my shed. Live with my chickens for a little while.
And the chicken coop. I like the coop and the chickens. So brook, brook, brook.
I'm kind of hurt by this.
Oh, but you're going to get a present because I'm just going to take your spot. Remember how we were talking about how I'm so attracted to you?
That's right, because you're going to go bang a guy that looks like me.
He doesn't look like you. He just reminds me of you. Whatever. Which just is really a lot more creepy than it sounds.
You're going to close your eyes and go, oh, that's the stuff.
Chickens!
You have to say it just like that, too. Or the guy should have the initials JN, so you could totally get away with it.
What's his name?
Do you know what the guy's name is?
I work with him. I used to
work with him. Yeah, I was going to say, you don't work anymore. Oh, is it the guy that you've been trying?
No. I gave up on that. Well, actually, I didn't give up on that. I refused that.
Really?
Yeah, wasn't worth it.
Wasn't worth it, huh?
Nope. Saw it, was disappointed, and turned
saw
the
saw it.
I was like, oh, really? I knew you were short, but I thought you grew somewhere else.
So what you're saying is you had a small winky.
Winky, yeah. Do we have to use children language?
Yeah, it wasn't small. It was thin.
You had a pencil dick.
Yeah, I don't go for thin.
Man, that's a waste of skin.
Yeah, so I was just like, yeah, gotta go. No, but the other guy is pretty cool.
Just cool as me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not true.
Nobody's actually, cool. I think that you guys could be like best friends.
Aww.
Yeah. And he's like...
Can I call him Redbeard?
He likes to be called Sir and then his first name.
So could I call him Sir Redbeard?
He'd actually probably like that.
Alright, he'll be Sir Redbeard from now on.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Of course, I mean, it's better than calling him Sir Firecrotch.
And he's... I don't know if he would have fire crotch, because he kind of has blonde hair on top.
What a waste, then. No fire crotch, ain't worth my time.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just kidding. He is worth my time. I'll date him, too.
You'll date him? I'm not dating him.
Well, I'll bang him, too.
Aw.
I won't.
We could share STDs.
Oh, yay. Yay.
Ew.
No, it's not a cool thing to do.
No, it's not. It's one of those things that you do to people you hate.
Yeah.
And I love you, and I would never do that to you.
Oh, that's why we'll never sleep together.
Oh, like I'm intended.
Well, I'm not saying that.
I've been tested like a billion times. I'm clean.
You know, being tested, that's just for a guy. Cotton.
You've never been tested?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying for a guy, the Q-tip thing.
Yeah. I know.
At least a girl hole is meant to expand.
Yeah.
The guy hole, not so much.
It's funny, though, when it does.
No.
And some guys like it.
Kaylee?
For the record, most guys don't like it. This guy does not like it. I've seen some videos and pictures online in my younger days when I used to Google search things. Not even Google search, AltaVista search or Yahoo search or whatever. For the most gruesome, strange fucking things I could find, like Style Project and eFucked and Rotten.com and shit like that. No hole stretching for me, please. I'll kindly, kindly pass on that.
You're very quiet over there reading your magazine.
I'm sorry. I'm getting tired.
Well, talk more.
You know how I just go kaput all of a sudden? I'm like, I'm tired.
No.
I can't stay up past 10 anymore. It used to be midnight.
I still have 23 minutes of you here.
23 minutes?
You told me 11 o'clock.
No, I said I don't want to be up until... No, I'm done. Bye, guys. I'm not kidding. I'm taking my magazine and leaving.
Oh, it's just going to be Jack and me now.
Yep. Oh, but I'm leaving
it's
too.
It's just going to be Jack and me. Cha.
Get it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, we know you're a little slow. I was trying to help you out.
That's why I got this little computer.
Yeah. You're just slow.
Alrighty. It makes me think.
Adios, amigos. Me a sleepy.
All right, good night.
I'm leaving too.
Oh, well, I guess I'll... All right,
why don't we close the show?
All right, this has been a very short episode with some funny songs and some stuff.
Like a boss.
On a boat.
Why?
And
you.
Huh?
Love.
And you.
What?
And you.
Fucked a mermaid? Oh, just in my pants. I forgot about that. God damn it.
We didn't play that online. I mean,
All right, we're ending with Jizz in My Pants.
All right, here, we're gonna go Jizz in My Pants.
All right, good night.
And this ends what is probably one of the strangest episodes of this re-up stuff that we did. But it's fun. So, thanks for listening. Hit those drums and do it now.
Hey everyone, don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.